You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This segment is brought to you by Alan Gray, long-term investing. So the last few weeks have been quite interesting for South Africa. There was the most recent unrest. This was compounded by the fact that we were in a tighter lockdown because of the third wave of the pandemic. And it's left a lot of investors questioning whether South African equity exposure is still where they want to be. Well, let us discuss the topic of having your money in the local market in South African facing stocks with Tim Acker, the portfolio manager at Allan Gray. Tim, thanks so much for your time. Let's just begin with the JSE because it has been quite the rocky road for the market, but it's been a rocky road on the up. We're a lot higher than where we started in January. But just give us your sense of how we're doing so far this year.
Good evening, Fifi, and good evening, listeners. Yeah, like you say, it's been a rocky road. It's been a bit of a roller coaster. if we just think back to last year for the SA market in the first half of last year, when we had the first wave of COVID, the JSE fell by about a third. So we had this massive drop. And by the middle of last year, most of that had actually recovered. And now over the last 12 months, as you say, the market is actually up 20%. So we're now higher than what we were before COVID, which, you know, has been surprising to many people that the market's been so strong given how tough the economy has been.
Yeah, and then also, just going back to the riots, because we saw an initial negative reaction to the unrest. I mean, at one stage, we were staring at 15 rand to the dollar, and foreigners were also marching out our bond market. But we've seen an improvement since then, and I just wonder, in your opinion, does this improvement in the currency space mean that the impact of the riot is largely over, or do you think that risks still remain?
So there was surprisingly little reaction, like you say. Often when in the past, when we've had sort of political uncertainty or these kind of events happening, then one would see foreigners sell our shares and our bonds, which didn't really happen this time. It happened to a very small extent. And you can imagine why. You've got these foreigners investing all over the world and they see some uncertainty, which they're not sure what's happening. So they think, like, let me just sell this and, you know, go buy some other emerging markets. But it's interesting, you know, if we look at retailers like Pep, for example, you know, the Pep share price is actually higher than what it was before the looting, despite, you know, having 500 stores looted, which suggests, you know, the market is saying this is probably a once-off and the market doesn't expect it to be something that recurs.
And it also signals that the market thinks that a counter like Pep is a good buy. So let's get into some good local investment opportunities that you are seeing in South Africa.
Yeah, so if you're looking for specific examples, there's quite a long list. We're actually finding lots of things which we think are attractive, and for sure we've got this, you know, this tough economic outlook and all these challenges. But SA assets are not expensive, and that's in contrast with, I think, global stock markets, which are actually quite expensive. So in our multi-assets funds, where we can buy either local or foreign shares, we're actually finding more cheap companies and cheap shares which we can buy locally in the South African market than offshore. And we can go into some examples if you're interested.
Sure. Just give us a few names.
Yeah. So we quite like some of the banks at the moment. So Nedbank, I think, is quite a nice example. You know, Nedbank is something like 170 Rand. And, you know, a few years ago, it was 300 Rand. So for sure, it's recovered nicely from the lows last year. But if we just compare the current share price with, you know, just before COVID, it was about 240 Rand. And that wasn't on a high valuation, you know. That was on a pretty modest valuation, about 10 times earnings. And then obviously COVID happened and people were very worried about, you know, what's going to happen to bad debts and all these loans. And actually, it hasn't been nearly as bad as people feared it might be. Actually, it's been fine. Obviously, earnings have taken a bit of a knock, but we think earnings will recover. So it's going to be a slow road of recovery. But we definitely think earnings recover, and then you're looking at Nedbank, you know, worth at least 200 to 250 rand. We think.
Well, perhaps not that slow. Tim, did you check out their trading update and their profit guidance? It looks like that.
Well, we'll get there quickly.
Tim, thanks so much for your insights. We'll have to leave it there. So, Tim Acker, the portfolio manager at Allan Gray. This segment was brought to you by Alan Gray. Long-term investing.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.